This story is Zen Ties by John J. Muth. You can follow along with me in your book. When you hear this sound, just turn the page. Let's begin now.
Mom, there's a bear over there, said the little girl.
A what? Asked her mother.
A big panda bear, said the girl.
What's he doing? Asked the little girl's mother.
He's sitting.
Maybe he's waiting for someone, said her mother.
Stillwater was waiting for someone. He was waiting for the arrival of his nephew, Koo.
Hi, Koo, said Stillwater. I brought you some welcome balloons. Koo took the balloons and bowed.
Uncle Stillwater, Summer, I have arrived. Seeing you brings smiles.
An uplifting gift. Could you carry my case, generous uncle? Asked Koo.
It's a short walk to the house, but there is a nice park on the way. Let's stop there and have some tea, said Stillwater.
Stillwater, Koo, and the balloons all sat quietly in the park. Tea was very good. My cup holds emptiness now.
Where shall I put it? Asked Koo.
Stillwater did not like to waste. We will use these cups every day while you are here, and we should save them. Suddenly, Stillwater burst out laughing.
That tickles, he said.
Hi, Stillwater, said his friends, Addie, Michael, and Carl. We were just coming to see you.
Hello, said Stillwater. I would like you to meet my nephew, Koo.
The children introduced themselves, and everyone ran out to play. Addie invented a game called Jump on Stillwater. It was fun. Michael wanted to ask Stillwater a question.
I'm going to be in a spelling bee, Michael said.
What would you do if you were in a spelling bee?
I would spell words, said Stillwater.
Michael looked at his shoes. What if you weren't sure of how good you were?
I'm anxious about it. I feel like I'm going to mess up.
Do your best. That is what you were supposed to do, said Stillwater.
But it's hard to do my best when I'm nervous, said Michael.
Stillwater nodded, then he smiled. Koo and I have to visit Miss Whitaker this afternoon. I would like you and Carl and Addie to come along.
The Miss Whitaker who lives on our street? Asked Addie.
That Miss Whitaker? Asked Carl. She hates us. She's really old and she spits when she talks. Every time we walk past her house, she shouts at us. She scares me.
She's your friend? Michael asked.
Stillwater looked at them. Yes, he said. She isn't feeling well, and we must bring her something to eat. The children helped Stillwater prepare some soup. It smelled very good. Then they put it on a tray with some soft bread. As they walked quietly down the street, Stillwater said, Miss Whitaker is a good friend. You will see.
Why on earth did you bring these children here? Shouted Mrs. Whitaker.
The children backed away.
Hello, Mrs. Whitaker, said Stillwater. You look well today. We've brought you some nice soup.
Carl looked at Miss Whitaker. She did not look well at all. She looked thin and she looked small. Much smaller than she did when she stood on the porch yelling at them for throwing a ball in her yard.
Stillwater helped Miss Whitaker up to bed, and he offered her the soup.
Then he asked Addie to sweep the floors, and he asked Michael to open the curtains and the blinds.
Carl, hold the dustpan still, said Addie.
Carl and Koo are very good at drawing pictures, said Stillwater.
I can't see pictures anymore, said Miss Whitaker crossly.
Carl and Koo drew several pictures together. When it was time to leave, Stillwater put them up around Miss Whitaker's bed. He told her they would be back tomorrow.
Outside, the children said goodbye.
Bye, said Carl.
Bye, said Addie.
See you tomorrow, said Stillwater.
I don't know, said Michael. I should study for my spelling bee.
You should come, said Stillwater. You should come early. Miss Whitaker got a magnifying glass and she looked at a picture of an apple. The next morning, Stillwater told Michael, Miss Whitaker used to teach English. She did, asked Michael. Then Stillwater said, Miss Whitaker, did you know that Michael is going to be in a spelling bee? Well, said Miss Whitaker, I know something about that. Now listen, just like plants, words have roots, Miss Whitaker said. A plant grows from its roots, and so do words. Roots of words can teach you to spell. And with that, Michael spent the morning with Miss Whitaker studying for his spelling bee. The next day, Stillwater found Koo looking up at the apple tree in Miss Whitaker's front yard. Oh, hello, Stillwater, said a voice from up the tree. Can you catch me? I was getting some apples for Miss Whitaker, said Carl. This morning's sunlight gathering apples and a boy, said Koo. After the spelling bee, Michael raced to Miss Whitaker's. I did it, said Michael. I made it all the way through to the end. Good, said Stillwater. So you were not too nervous? The judges were nothing compared to Miss Whitaker, said Michael. Yeah, said Carl. Just this morning, she was shouting at us again. Then why are you smiling? Asked Stillwater. She was telling us to get out of the street and play in her yard. On the last day of Koo's visit, Michael presented Miss Whitaker with the ribbon he got at the spelling bee. Carl gave her the apples he had gathered. My mother taught me to make apple tea, said Miss Whitaker. I haven't made it for years. Now Addie and I have made it for you. When it was time to say goodbye, Addie, Michael, and Carl gave Koo a big hug. Summer fading, new friends' faces lighting the way home, said Koo. At the train station, Stillwater looked over at Koo. You may throw away your cup now, said Stillwater. Koo shook his head. Nearing my visit's end, summer now taste of apple tea. I will keep my cup, said Koo.
And that's the end.